Extra charges against Assange criticized. Experts concerned about free speech yesterday criticized 17 additional charges that the U.S. government has laid against Julian Assange, a co-founder of WikiLeaks. Critics of the criminal accusations stated they believe the charges represent a serious threat to the constitutional rights of the American public. The 17 additional charges involve violating the Espionage Act of 1917. Previously, there had been only one charge against the WikiLeaks co-founder, which involved illegally accessing computer information. Assange is accused of encouraging a U.S. soldier named Chelsea Manning to give him secret documents. Assange then allegedly published some of that information. In doing so, Assange is believed to have revealed the names of people who provided confidential information to U.S. diplomats. Representatives of organizations dedicated to protecting the rights of Americans to engage in free speech strongly criticized the decision to charge Assange for publishing the confidential information. Ben Wisner, with the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, said the case is the first time the U.S. government has gone to court to prosecute a publisher for presenting the public with information that is true. Wisner said the prosecution of Assange is an attack on journalism and goes against the U.S. First Amendment, which guarantees the right of U.S. citizens to free speech. On the ACLU website, he also added that it would open the door to criminal investigations of other news organizations. The ACLU official said the 17 new charges against Assange show the U.S. government is increasing its efforts to control and limit the rights of reporters and those of the public when it comes to free speech. Others noted that the 17 extra charges against the WikiLeaks co-founder demonstrate that the government has changed direction in its efforts to stop secrets from leaking to the public. Jamil Jaffer, the executive director of a free speech organization at Columbia University in New York, noted that previous charges under the Espionage Act were laid against the actual government officials doing the leaking, not the publishers of that confidential information. However, by charging Assange under that act, government prosecutors are taking strong legal action against a publisher, Jaffer said.